KCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net controller tonight is KC4SKV. My name is Larry. My location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest in the promotion of amateur radio, this net is called every night at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KC4SKD. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KC4SKD. Roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal if you wish to intend to remain on the net for the ranking portion. Those stations already checked in are listed, and you need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. First, we'll start off with Echo. Whoa, wait a minute. I need to recognize the pre-net check-ins first. It's, those that use that feature are K4XMR Mel, N4IEI Isla, W4FCM Fred, W2AMD Andrew, KO4ZEW Ben, KG4PFI Don, KG4QLQ Linda, KD4HEY Jim, KI4LZI Andy, KI4LJG Robert, N4JRB James, AA4GH Gus, KC4W Bill, W4IOE Sid, KG4WNP Landon. And we thank you all for checking in and using the pre-net check-in feature. In order, we'll call for Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only. Please call KC4SKD.
C4SKD. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha November Hotel Carl in Denver, Colorado. No traffic and no traffic. Thank you.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Negative and negative.
KD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing Echo Link stations. We've got KO4YHY Jim, WH6ANH Carl, KO4WTQ Greg. Thank you all for checking in with us tonight. Any other Echo Link stations, call KC4SKD. To the RF section, and since tonight's Friday night, we will begin with stations Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call KC4SKD.
4SKD. Larry and everyone on the net, and Rhonda as well, I'm sorry. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm at home tonight in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Larry.
Hello, Charlie 4, Papa Lima.
KD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We got N4ZLK, Shane in Cleveland. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Shane. And the next station you cut off, all I got was KC4PL, and I didn't get anything after that. Can you try again, please?
4ZLK. That was Richard, KC4PLT, Papa Lima Tango. He's in Flowery Branch, Georgia.
Thank you for that. Yeah, appreciate that very much. We've got KC4PLT Richard. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Uniform crews, who would call KC4SKD?
KC4SKD. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 2B Determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4SKD recognizing K4XB Tommy. KQ4TBD, and I didn't get, I heard the name, but I didn't write it down. My pen wasn't fast enough.
We're here in Southern Greenville County, K4XB.
Very good, Tommy. Hope y'all are doing okay this evening. Moving along to the next group. Alpha through Delta, A through D, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD or net control.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and will both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
4SKD. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo, Yankee, Quebec, KB2PYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KD. Gary, Miss Rhonda in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Rhonda and all on the net.
Group zero, we got KK4DMW Rick, KK4ONO Lorena, KM4MOQ Michelle, KB2BYQ Dave, KI4DOS Gary, and K3JOY Joy. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Hope everybody's doing okay. Anybody else? Alpha through Delta. Called KC4SKD. To the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Sir, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November. KC4SKN. My name is Sir. Charlie Hotel Alpha November. My QTH is mobile in Greenville County, and I'll stick around for some comments. Thank you for calling that, sir.
For SKD. Me, Larry, and all the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's back. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. And Larry, thank you for calling on that, sir.
K4SKD, recognizing KC4HAN. I didn't get a name. There's a little bit of noise there, but we got you down for some rank chew. And come back with your name again, please.
Sir, my name is Chen, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, CHANQSL.
Got you that time, Chen. Good to have you with us tonight. And we got Patrick, KO4HKX. Thank you for checking in with us, Patrick. Hope you're doing okay. Anybody else? Echo through Hotel. Call KC4SKD. The next group, we got stations India through Lima. India through I through L. Call KC4SKD.
4XKD. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm portable up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Harry, here we are again. Thank you for being there for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good read.
For SKD, please check in KE6KEN. That's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
For SKD.
Larry, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Negative and negative.
4SKD. In and out. Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall. Thank you for calling the net, Larry. 73 all around.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, KK4JBQ Larry, KC4MFK Donna, KE6KEN Ken, KO4JKV Duncan, KQ4HLC Benson. I hope I got everybody's calls and names right. Anybody else, I through L, call KC4SKD or net control. Let's move to the next group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KC4SKD.
SKD. Please check in, N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet in your mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, Larry. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
SK4. KC4SKD. This is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec. Eddie in Simpsonville. Check me out after roll call.
4SKD. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Tango Alpha, AM4 OTA, Ken, Kilo Echo November in Seneca, be negative and negative, 73 to you and everyone on the net.
KC4SKD, good evening Larry. If you can copy me, I'm having trouble. Copy is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHB, this is Danny in Greenville. Please sign me in and out, negative, negative.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We got N4NLR Jim, W4NTQ Eddie, KM4OTA Ken, KQ4NHB Dan. Thank you all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Mike through Papa. Call KC4SKD.
C4SKD. In Kilo Oscar 4. Mike, Whiskey, X-Ray. This is Corey in Greer, negative and negative. And thank you all for the net tonight. 73.
SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4M, WX Corey. Good to have you with us tonight. Corey, hope you're doing okay. Let's see, let's move along to the next group now, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Please check in and out. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, I'm home and more.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
SKD. SKD, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ, Jim. Mobile in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
Check in, KQ4, QHV, Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Vic and Pendleton, and I'll be in and out.
So, in Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. KK4TRJ, Bill, and Calpan, negative and negative.
Check in, November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, N4, RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, be in and out.
R4SKD in the Blue Ridge T-Meter net, recognizing WU2D Rusty, N0TR Tom, KA2T. XJ Jim, KC4QHV, and I didn't get a name on that. There's a little noisy or something in there. KK4TRJ Bill, N4RLF Roger. KC4QHV, can you come back with your name, please?
QHV. This is Nick, and I'm over at Pendleton.
Yeah, thank you for coming back with that. Got you written in the log now. KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We got an Echo Link station up there. Echo Link stations only. Call KC4SKD. Let's go back to Quebec, through Tango. Please call KC4SKD or net control. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
Next row. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack. Over in Rock Hill, ma'am. Y'all have a great one. Just do me out.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KJ4BKI, Jack. You make number 50 tonight, Jack. Hope you're doing all right. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu, call KC4SKD. Turn, long pause usually means we got everybody for now. So this is KC4SKD now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the roll rank chew portion of the net, and we'll call for additional stations as we go along. And looking on the list, the first person I got listed for rank chew, I think, is Gary, KI4DOS. You still with us tonight, Gary?
KD in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Larry. Good evening to the net. We had a good day over here today. Beautiful day out. I got up and got busy, had quite a number of things I wanted to get done, the biggest of which was getting all the trash together and getting over to the dump. Got that taken care of. And, you take the stuff that you recycle and you put it in a separate container, and then you go over to another container and put something else in it. And takes you a little while to do it, but I got it all done. One thing I get a big kick out of, a giggle, is, you plastic drink bottles. They say to recycle with a cap on. But our dump over here wants you to take the caps off. And I was talking to one of the guys over there today, and I said, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And he said, well, it does, really. He said, if you think about it. And I said, okay, tell me why they want to take the tops off of them. He said, well, when we take the plastic over to the place that buys it, he said, they compact it. And he said, with the lids on it, it's got air in the bottle, and they can't compact it. It's tight. He said, because a lot of the caps won't pop off. So I said, well, that's okay, but, does he take the caps as well? And he said, no, we throw them in the landfill.
Did that myself. I appreciate you bringing us that. Yeah, that I don't know why they throw the caps in the landfill. I can't understand that, but it does make sense now taking them off so they compact it better. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I imagine if they compacted them too much with the cap on, it'd explode.
That's one of the reasons, you know, either that or it takes up so much space that, you know, they could, when they compact it, it won't collapse and it takes up a lot of space. But there again, you know, I don't mind taking the caps off, but I do wish they would at least take them and put them in the recycle bin as well instead of throwing them in the landfill. You know, all this plastic is a good thing, you know, when you and I were a little younger, or quite a bit younger, we didn't have that many plastic bottles, you know. We had paper cups, and they were actually paper. They weren't styrofoam. And, you know, we had glass bottles, and we recycled the bottles. You know, we could pick up the glass bottles and take them back to the store and get them anywhere from, well, I used to pick them up for a penny a piece, and then they went to 2 and 3 pennies, and then it went to a nickel, and that's I don't know what it is now, but of course, I don't guess as much anymore because they don't put anything in glass bottles much, but I kind of wish they'd go back to that, but I understand it's, they don't have to wash them, and if they're chipped, they don't, you know, have to do away with them and recast others, but we're getting so much plastic out there now, Larry. We need to do something about it.
Yeah, I understand that perfectly. Looks like it could do something with that. I know tires, they recycle them, and along the Swamp Rabbit Trail, they've got the paved asphalt path. And off to the side, they've got a rubberized path where people run, and it's not as much punishment on your feet running on that rubber portion.
They've had that rubberized asphalt for a long time. They had it. Matter of fact, when I went to high school, there were some of the high school tracks that we went to, you know, that were brand new. They were starting to put those things down back then. So, you know, making rubberized asphalt or mixing rubber with the asphalt and putting it down so it'd be a little easier on the people. But I can see that, and I just hope they don't decide to put it on the roads, because if they do, boy, we're in trouble.
I could see, well, that would cause a lot more resistance, and it'd cause your gas mileage to go down. That's really bad. Might make your tires last longer.
Make your tires last longer than that, but, you know, you get it good and wet, you know, I don't know if you'd have any more traction on it one way or the other, but, well, I don't know. I guess it's a good thing that they try to incorporate this stuff. I do know that they, when I was working before I retired, one of my boss's sons bought a whole bunch of that, he called it mulch, but it was not mulch. It was big, you know, it was pieces of rubber that he put in his child's, under the swing set and around where the child was playing, so if it fell, it wouldn't get hurt. I told him, I said, you know, that might be good for you. I said, but I think I'd put sand or something like that. And he said, well, you get bugs in sand and all this sort of stuff. And I said, well, bugs didn't hurt us when we were little. And he started laughing. He called me several adjectives and an old man as well. But I told him, I said, well, one thing about it, you know, I'm still here, and I don't know if you'll be here when you get as old as I am, if you make it that far.
Excuse me, I've got a cough here a little bit off, so anyway, yeah. It's great to recycle stuff, and especially metal. But I was asking one of the workers at one of those places about the recycling stuff, and he just sort of said, huh. He said, as it turns out, it's not cost prohibitive. They just do it just to make people feel good about recycling stuff. And I said, you got to be kidding. He said, no. He said, the financial part of it's really not that great.
It is what it is, but we try to do what we can to help out, and yeah, it may not be much, but you know, if you think about it in a real serious way, if we in the United States were the only people around that did it, it wouldn't make that much difference anywhere but right here. And if you're a tree hugger or a climate change person or whatnot, if nobody's doing it but us, you know, it ain't going to make a whole lot of difference one way or the other. But that's okay. A very knowledgeable man told me not long ago that he said there's only one thing constant in this whole life, and that's change. And he said that, you know, things are going to change whether we want them to or not. Larry, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town tonight. Appreciate you calling the net for us. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello, and y'all have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Same as Ray, my friend. KC4SKD in the net. KI4DOS.
Thank you for the comments. Tell Mr. Joey we said hello. And Rhonda's going kayaking in the morning. And I'm going to be here working on the car again, hopefully, and try to get these ball joints replaced that we were talking about the other night. But we'll keep on. One day we'll get to drive it, hopefully, like we're supposed to. Anybody else in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please, all the way through the alphabet, please call KC4SKD. Next on the direct you list is KC4HAN Chan. You still with us? Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, this is KC4HAN. Good evening, Mr. Larry. How you doing?
Just thinking about all the work I got to do tomorrow and wondering how hot it's going to be. How about you? You doing all right?
I'm all right. I've had a somewhat productive day today, even though we got off work early. I started a habit that I think is going to be a good and healthy habit today. I joined the gym today and started out with some cardio. Did about 20 minutes worth of cardio just to get started in the gym. The cool thing is that the treadmill machine had a fat burn setting, so what it does is it goes up to different speeds and different grades, so it's like you're pretty much jogging up and down hills. And man, I tell you, I didn't think I was going to get as worn out or as sweaty as I did. My whole body was sweating by the time I got done with that. So I have a feeling that that did something beneficial for me and my health, and next time I go, I'm going to start trying to exercise other parts of my body, like my arms and my upper body strength. I'm going to try not just to lose some weight, but to gain some muscle, get all my muscles built up the way I want them to be.
That cardio exercise, I took the day off Monday and rode the bicycle 20 miles, and I could tell I hadn't done that in a while, but it was good to get out and I rode the Noodle Trail over here between Easley and Pickens. It was a lot of fun, and it helps if you got somebody with you. It's safer, you know, in case something happens, and you got somebody to talk to, help each other out. But, at least you're doing something in the gym.
Yes, sir, indeed. My only stipulation to the weights is my hand deformity. So I can grip pretty strong with my right hand because I have a thumb, but my left hand doesn't have a thumb. It only has two fingers. so I'm trying to come up with ways in my mind that I can overcome that problem. You know, there's nothing in this world a man can't do if he puts his mind to it, and, you know, I say I'm going to build up my muscles while I'm trying to figure out a way to do that. Other than that, I went to see my grandfather today. He's doing well, and, you know, it's been a pretty decent day. I ain't got nothing to complain about. I'm thankful to be alive and able to get on the radio. And, you said you went on the Doodle Trail. I've never been on the Doodle Trail. I think it's been here for about maybe 2 or 3 years now. I need to go out there and, see what that's like.
Yes, it starts at downtown Easley. It goes all the way to Pickens. Yeah, it's pretty neat. A lot of people use it on Saturdays. You'll see families on there, little kids even riding their little bicycles. It's kind of neat.
Maybe I can do that tomorrow in the morning, go get me a little cardio there. That might not be a bad idea. Yeah, you know what? I think I'll do that. That's a good idea. You just gave me an idea. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, check it out. You might like that.
Hey, is my signal a lot better than it was earlier? I was mobile in Greenville on Stone Avenue. It may have been the street lights or something causing all that noise.
I know where Stone Avenue's at. Been up through there many times. And you got anything else for us tonight?
I think that's it. I hope we can get some more check-ins, but that'll be it. This is KC4HME, and I'll turn it back over to the net control. Thank you, Larry. Have a good one. 10-3.
Comments, and, just keep exercising. It makes me feel better in the long run to do that. Good talking to you, Chan. Anybody else in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KC4SKD, looking for stations all the way through the alphabet.
Cole? Please check in November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW, Tony. Also, Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK, Kim. We're located in Nashville, and we'll be negative and negative. 7-3s, and have a great weekend, everybody.
SKD. Thanks for holding the net on us for us on a Friday night, sir. Sounding good. Sounds like you got a good net going. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville. And no traffic, no comments, but I would like to request a signal report real quick. I just upgraded my operating conditions here and just curious how I'm getting into the repeater. No further comments than that, Larry. 73, and hope you and everyone on that have a good night.
C4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We got N4ASW Tony, KQ4JSK Kim, AK4HR Mike requesting a signal report. There's nothing to complain about, Mike. There's a little white noise, but I think that's my location here because everybody has white noise where I'm at.
Appreciate the feedback, sir. I'll keep playing with it. It's just an ICOM ID5100, but new to me, so I just tinkering and experimenting with it. Wondered if it was making the repeater okay. But appreciate the feedback, sir, and I'll go ahead and turn it back over to net control.
Bro, glad to help. Anybody else, all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD.
SKD. Check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no round table. 73, thank you for calling the net tonight.
We need the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4ROW, Richard. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Richard. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD or net control. KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The next one I had for ranked two is Eddie, W4NTQ. Eddie, how you doing this evening? I heard from Eddie. Have I missed anybody for rec you? Call KC4SKD. For the check-ins for the net, please call KC4SKD.
SKD. November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's. Negative and negative tonight.
RC4SKD, recognizing N4HHC, Warren. Good to have you with us. Warren, hope you're doing okay. Anybody else for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD. Before we close it down, sounds like we've got everybody for this evening, but we'll do another call, KC. Please call KC4SKD. Please stand by for that report. KC4SKD now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank everybody for checking in. And we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
For AJN, this is KQ4QHV. Sunday at 2 o'clock at PetSmart in Easley Sound.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll be on frequency.
That sounds good to me. KQ4AKS,
that's
KQ4QHV. I like that call sign, by
the way. I'm going to go ahead and call it a night, though. This is KQ4QHV. I'll be clear after your final. 73.
73, sir. Matt, good talking to you. KQ4AKS, I'm clear.